this podcast replay. It's brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
All right, so Alex Diaz is asking the most underrated bands, rock bands, in history, no matter what era. That's a great question because it has to be, okay, so first of all, let's define this. If we're talking about underrated, then they don't have a lot of big songs. They have no big songs, in fact, okay? They may have some known songs, but not, it can't be enormous because then, you would have gotten big at one point, right?
They get disqualified.
Right. So they haven't sold a lot. They don't have a lot of those signature type hits. And let's say they need to be around several albums, right? It can't be like a one album type deal or two albums or something. It's got to be a band that put out several albums of music and yet didn't become what they should have become. UFO is one of those bands. UFO is loved by hardcore rockers. But UFO is not a band like AC/DC or Boston or whatever that everybody knows those bands. UFO is one of those bands that might be an under the radar that I don't think ever got the love that they deserve. I would go with UFO as a band that I would go under the radar, and they're to this day they're still making albums. You know, they were just, their last album just came out a few years ago.
Still sounded great.
And still sounding great.
So glad we went and did that, bro.
Yes. Pat and Asheville came out with The Alarm. You know, I might have to, I like that one because, you know, whether it's 68 Guns or summer or Rain in the Summertime, those are great songs, but they're kind of under the radar in a way because of that era. The Alarm isn't Depeche Mode, and The Alarm isn't Psychedelic Furs, and that's a pretty good one right there. Super.
I got one.
No, it's a Pat in Asheville came out with that. That's a pretty damn good one. Oh, Super Boom Shack, thank you. You came up with another one, April Wine. Yeah?
One of your personals.
Yeah, I love April Wine. You hit a soft spot with me. They didn't really get the kind of pub that they deserve. I like that one.
I got two.
Go ahead.
Zebra. Because those two songs.
But not a lot of albums. I just said that one of the requirements has to be you've put out several albums. Zebra's known for one album.
Foghat,
come on, dude. Slow Ride is like enormous.
I know, but
it's in Guitar Hero. It's like people know about it. Now, Foghat, back in their day, Stone Blue, Fool for the City, what's it called? Not Slow Ride. What's the other one of there's another major hit. I just want to make love
to you.
Foghat had its success, dude. It had success. The two bands I just talked about never had Foghat's type of success. Never. That's a good one, man. That's interesting. Big Audio Dynamite, spinoff from The Clash. I think Big Audio Dynamite had its share of success. Now, I don't know how big I would make Big Audio Dynamite. That's an interesting discussion there. Because I don't know if you would get a consensus from people that they were a underrated great band. You know what I mean? They had some hits. I've got some of their stuff. I like Big Audio Dynamite. I'd put Badfinger on the underrated list. Interesting. I don't know if I would put them in the category where they... See, I guess that would be a subjective type of thing with Badfinger. According to Omar Kelly, Muhammad Wilkerson, the defensive end, ended his two-game suspension. He's unsigned and could help the Dolphins. What do you think, O? It all depends on what he wants, my brother. You know what I mean? I'm not in the panic mode like maybe Omar is a little bit now and some of the guys that are riding around the Dolphins. And it's almost like they can't do anything right now. And it's like, well, wait a minute. They're two games in, dude. And you've played running quarterbacks. You gotta take it easy here. Let's give it a couple more weeks before we say, oh, they can't. All the guys we signed suck and they can't rush the passer. I'm not ready for that yet. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. That's just me. I mean, that's the way I would look at it. I don't know if it all depends. If he's looking for a lot of money, no. If he's looking for a deal closer to minimum and incentives, yeah, I could go for something like that. But again, if it's about mortgaging anything towards the future and he wants a big deal or anything like that, which I don't think he can ask for, no. Oh, Alex Diaz, the raspberries is really good, dude. That's a really good one. Several albums. They got good music. Nobody knows the raspberries. That's not bad, man. That's pretty good. I've got their best of in the car. And they are kind of an under-the-radar type band. I could see a band like that getting the love that they never got before. That's interesting. That's a good one. I didn't expect you to come up with raspberries. And I completely forgot about that. Super Boom Shack says, I saw the alarm a couple years ago. So did I. I saw him over at, it was last year. I saw him
at Club Space.
At Club Space. I saw him with Modern English and Gene Loves Jezebel. And Modern English was excellent, and the alarm was, wow, dude, he sounded fantastic still. You know? So, yeah, I like the alarm. You know who wrote that GP trap? Hewitt McCartney. Oh, okay. If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. All right. Like it. Pat in Nashville says Midnight Oil. Midnight Oil has success, dude. Beds Are Burning was a monster success. A lot of people knew Midnight Oil back in the day.
Man, you couldn't go an hour without hearing that song for like a year.
Yeah. Yeah. That bald dude like stood out. Yeah. Triumph. That's you know, you can look at Triumph like, I think hardcore rockers know Triumph, but towards the end they did have success because Lost in a World of Fantasy, look what it's done to me. That album, man, what's the name of that album? That was the album that they really broke through. Allied Forces was the one that, like, hardcore fans got behind, right? Because that's Allied Forces is just a great, great album from Triumph. But then the one right after with World of Fantasy, that album skyrocketed for them. I'm pretty sure that was a platinum-selling album, if I'm correct. I could look it up. But I think they did get the kind of like the recognition that they deserve. Do you agree, Bill? Like that last album of theirs? Not last album, but the album right after Allied Forces with Lost in a World of Fantasy. Wasn't that the album that commercially finally gave them the love that they deserved? I think so. I think that's when they got to that
point. You know what?
Never Surrender.
They were always so compared to Rush. You know, everybody would do that because the three-piece Canada, the whole correlation of those things.
Yeah.
And they were better than the recognition they got, you know?
Yes, yes. Hey, but you know what? It's the sixth studio album of theirs in 82. It reached 26 on the Billboard charts. The singles All the Way in a World of Fantasy and Never Surrender hit 2, 3, and 23 respectively on the mainstream top rock tracks in 83. It's the highest charting song for them, but never sustained the level of popularity with Triumph fans as long as not included in their 85 live album stages. So you know what? He's right. I thought it sold more, and it didn't. I don't think it went. I don't even think it went platinum, this album. How about that? So he's right. I thought this album actually got more love, and I guess because I saw it so much on MTV that I thought it actually. But you know, I love Triumph. I'm a huge Triumph guy. You know what? I think you're right now on the Triumph thing. Looks like, I guess, Never Surrender really never gave them that success that I thought they got. You're right. I'm wrong, man. They did not get that love. I'm with you there.
That happens, man.
Super Boom Check goes, Tommy Two-Tone underrated. Just kidding. Aldo Nova was a no-hit wonder. No, he had two hits, bro. He had Fantasy and Monkey on Your Back. He had two hits. Give Aldo Nova, at least in his cheetah outfit, a little bit of credit. He had a couple hits.
How about Fastway? How about Autograph? I mean, if we're going to go there, you know?
Yeah, Jay Gelfand said Montrose. Montrose is a hardcore. They had, what, like four albums? Montrose is with Sammy Hagar, okay? Obviously, Ronnie kept going after, I think. But with Hagar, they had a few albums. Slade, do they deserve greatness is the question with Slade. Like, they had a couple songs, but is it deserving of that kind of praise? I don't know about that one. That one, I guess that would be a subjective type of thing between you and me, Jay. I don't know if I look, I don't know if I hold Slade in that high regard, like Triumph I do. Like Triumph and UFO, to me, I hold an incredibly high regard. And they didn't get that kind of love. Star Castle, I don't know too much about Star Castle, actually. You got me on that one. Star Castle. What does Star Castle sing? Ohio John says, let the defensive line gel. If Greer feels the need to kick the tires on another Taco Charlton, he will. But even then, Taco fizzled out, so you can't get too low or too high on players yet. Well, but Taco costs you nothing. The question is, what does this guy want? That's the question. Uriah Heep, Grand Funk Railroad. Grand Funk had its success. Uriah Heep, that's a pretty good one. They're kind of an under-the-radar hell of a band.
Bachman Turner Overdrive, man. They had some jams.
Yeah, they had some jams, but didn't they get their love? Don Parlamento, Frank Marino, and Mahogany Rush. Wow, that's classic. That's good stuff. You know that Frank Marino, before the pandemic, for the last couple of years, he performs like three times a week in Vegas at one of the bars that's in the Link. So just in case, if you ever want to see Frank Marino, I don't know if he's gone back to Vegas already. I doubt it because I don't think they're doing that yet. But he performs in Vegas all the time. Okay? So if you ever get a chance and you want to see, you know, a great guitarist, Frank Marino's there in Vegas.
I got another Canadian artist for you.
Who?
Robin Sparkles, man.
Robin Sparkles. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, Lord. But I'm talking about when she went grunge. Remember? There was the one later and all that. And, you know, I'm talking about being in love with Robin Thicke. She went off the deep end.
It's crazy. Crazy.